Hello, everybody. Brian here. Just waiting for my good old YouTube to sync up. I have lots to put out there. So give me 1 minute. We will get started right now, which we are. Got to share my screen. And there we go. We are live. Okay. So welcome to another edition here. Weird time as usual, Saturday early morning, 1:46 a.m., March 6th. What can I tell you? It doesn't look like I've got my screen shared. Oh, there you go. Okay, cool. All right, so let's get started. First, let's do the harmonic scans. These are now using MotoWave and Binance data. I want to talk about a little bit about Coinbase. I found something out on Coinbase where it's the only exchange out there, crypto exchange, that offers you actual insurance on your account, all your crypto wallets or cash wallets, if the account gets hacked on Coinbase. I thought that was quite interesting, pulling around to see if that is something that would make you trade exclusively on Coinbase over, let's say, Kraken or Binance. Let me know what you think. Okay, so here we are. We have three excellent scores. One thing I just found out about ADA, if you look on CoinMarketCap, it's like the third highest volume now, Cardano. Incredible. I know it's ahead of XRP. Theta. A short there. You can see everything's come down. It's been chopping, you know, for Bitcoin between 47 and 50,000. We'll get into that in a minute for the last couple of days. So everything's been shorting, as you can see here. Stellar's been doing okay. EOS has been doing okay. VET has got a long, interesting there. Doge, short. Actually, it's mixed, a long and a short. Filecoin has been doing okay, long there, and a short here for YFII, and that is a short. Okay, so let's pull up the surprises here. So these are the positions over the last 3 days. Again, this is all mock data. There's four of them. I've got the date and time right here of when these were trading. Some of these might not have been on the market. So this is what's been trading so far today, I believe. Yes, so that would be in the last couple of hours. So let's get through that list here. Let's have some fun. Okay, let me first bring up Ethereum, USD. Being one of the big coins there. Of course, we have to use USDT. As you can see, these big moves from Ethereum, and that was not too long ago. Believe this is a 4-hour chart. Actually, sorry, this is a 15-minute chart. Let's see the 1 day. It's been shot, like I said, it's been fairly choppy. On the hourly basis, you got a big bar move there. So it's been just not doing too good, but there's still some opportunity there. Looking at my ROI here, it's been pretty flat overall. So in this current bot that I'm updating and tweaking, I have put in a variety of new tightening controls, also enabling it to trade freely to a point. So what we're going to look at now is the list, BNT, USDT. You can see here that that's been doing pretty good on a daily basis. Yeah, it's been doing pretty good. I didn't show you Bitcoin as well. Well, I have you. All righty. So Bitcoin, again, same thing as Ethereum, fairly came down, you know, from that 57 down to a low of 43, 45, and kind of bounce around between 48 and 50, let's say. All right, so we got there, the BNT I just showed you. Let me just close that one up. Next one up, Uni. Uni's been doing pretty good too. It's been active. So that's a fairly big coin. One thing I wanted to highlight for you is my weighted average. I've updated it. It used to be a combination of Bitcoin, Ethereum, Ethereum Classic, Litecoin, and Bitcoin Cash. I've updated it to only include those ones that are listed on Coinbase. But what I should do is I'm just going to go through CoinMarketCap and just show you how vastly the volumes have changed in crypto. As I said, we have the usual coin, Bitcoin, Ethereum, Cardano is number three. It's bigger than Tether. Unfortunately for me right now, Cardano is not listed on Coinbase. I'm sure that's going to have to be done fairly soon. BNB is another one as well. But so far on my watch, on my weighted average, what I've included, I would include Cardano for sure, BNB as well for that Polkadot, I would also include, but I have included XRP, obviously Uniswap, which I'm just talking about, Litecoin, Chainlink, Bitcoin Cash, Stellar, and I think that's where it stops. They don't include Dogecoin because Coinbase doesn't have it. Oh, and also includes WBTC and Aave as the last one. So just so you know, that's what's in the weighted average. Seems to be a little more accurate, but it's more geared towards Coinbase. But I'm sure I'm missing out, as I said, on some of those other coins on Binance. But I can participate that through the Binance futures bot. All right, so continuing along here, we have Uni. Let's take a look at Ethereum Classic. That's been active. This can be a very volatile coin. Ethereum Classic. If it will load up. Okay, there you go. So it's taking a big hit. We got a one day there. It's just kind of gone nowhere, but it's been somewhat active. Some little leg ups here and there, but nothing to really brag about. So there's that. All right, let's look at the next one being YFI. This one can be pretty crazy, actually. It's all over the place. You can see here, it's moving a little bit up on the daily, getting hit and choppy again. Like, when's that reversal? I don't think we're in a decline. It's just trying to find its support level or base level and then move on up. Okay, next one, ZRX. I do like this coin, but who knows? It's really hard for me to sit there and say I love it. This has been somewhat active as well. It's been, you can see right there, some nice big moves, and it's held. It's been hit a little bit from $1.75 to $1.35, just bouncing around again. OMG, I believe, was very active today. I'm not sure if this was a big mover, but I did see a big number on it. I'm not sure if it was Ontology or this one. No, it doesn't look like it's been really moving up. All the coins are at the same point. We got Uni that we just looked at. SNX is another one. Okay. Again, these are coins from earlier today over the last 2 hours. SNX. This has been pretty good coin up until a few days ago, but it looks like it's kind of had a nice run up a few days ago, but has come back down. So this can be a good coin to watch, SNX. So we got Ethereum Classic, ZRX, YFI, Ethereum, and that's it. So that's from today's coin, performance of the last 2 hours for the sixth. I'm sure there'll be many more. All right, so let's look at our next day. Might as well go in reverse here on the 5th of March. Let's see, right here. Okay, so here's March 5th. This was like really a lot of testing going on. So there's over 73 positions here. The ROI again has not been too good, but there's a lot of experimentation that need to be passed through. Some positions here is the ROI where it did dip quite a bit. This is the weighted average. As I said, with the weighted average as of today, it's a lot more accurate than this one. So it was skewed with the other coins that weren't really reflective of today's market. But with what I've just adjusted, I think it's a lot more realistic with what I've got. So this is using a weighted average of the old days. All right, so first coin we're going to look at is Atom. This is another growing coin by volume, obviously. And see here, it's done okay, but it's been fairly volatile. It did well here. 18, we had a $4 spread. What day was that? That was 2 days ago, 3 days ago, and then it dropped back the same amount the following day. Those are tough coins to watch. So with Atom, I don't see a lot of excitement in this coin. KNC was very active yesterday, but a big loser, I think. So even though it's active, it's just one of those coins that has not done too good. You can see it's been in solid decline, and it's just been very, well, that's a 1 hour. So 1 day, it looks good, but yesterday I just got clobbered pretty badly with that coin. OMG, we looked at, let's look at Algo. Algo was a good performer. Let's just check that out. Algo has been pretty good. Not really, when you look at that. The big winner in the last week, I would say, is the Compound. I'm sure I'll show that in a minute. I see it on the list there. But again, not really going anywhere. So out of that, we got BNT Link we can take a look at. That's Chainlink. This can perform when it wants to. It's clearly not the coin it was last year. Did hit some highs, but it's from 35 to 27. I got a low here of 20. That's quite a drop to being flat. It's trending up, but it's just not really a coin that really gets you up in the morning. WBTC, it's a wrap Bitcoin. Let's look at that one. WBTC, that's a growing coin, really flat. You can see that. Just kind of not doing a whole lot. Let me reload that. So, I guess that's a coin I can't show in Binance. That's okay. All right, let's look at some other ones. REN, we haven't looked at. Okay, same pattern. just kind of going flat, even on an hourly basis. Jeez, nothing too exciting there, folks. BNT, ETC, Link, Algo, Zcash was somewhat active earlier today, or yesterday, I should say. You can see there, it's been flat. Yeah, same condition. I don't know why it shows it was active. Out of that, we got Maker now. Maker. Okay, let's look at Maker. It's loading her up. Don't know why this takes so long. So Maker, the next one we can look at, as I'll show you, there we go. So it's flat again. Yeah, it's just, I don't know what to tell you. It's not a great looking coin. But this one's been pretty good. Last few days, not much has been happening with it, but it's been having some really nice moves. You can see here some really nice big bars, and it's gone flat for the last 3 days. So I'm not seeing any activity on it at all. Uni, Compound, Ren. We've all looked at all of these. Filecoin we can look at. I don't think this is a very active coin. Yeah, you can see that on the 1 day, 1 hour, not much going on there. Litecoin, I know the bigger coins, this one was fairly active. LTC. Okay, yeah, same, everything's the same. Sad. Okay, so let's look at the 4th of March. Okay, so here we've seen that the ROI was pretty good until later in the day. So here's what we're doing with this bot. This is going to be a totally different bot from what you're used to. The idea here is to get the bot to trade a total ROI for the day at 1. So if you get that 1, just take it, leave it. The market conditions, you don't see a lot of ROI of more than you can achieve it. But there's so much volatility here. This is a weaker day here. This is our peak at 0.67. I've got ways to measure when we should cut off trades with too many negative ROI on each position. As well for the P&L and all that fun stuff. So there's different ways to measure the market. I cover that in my elite course with the Zero to Hero. Many different techniques to optimize a trading opportunity, even though right now, as I said, it's been fairly flat for the last week, or probably looks 4 or 5 days. So there is that happening. So if you walk away with 0.67 as a peak, we should be pretty happy. Here, you know, you don't want to see these ROIs get that deep of 1 point whatever negative. Like, you want to obviously keep it positive and find that peak and then just stop trading for the day. Because I've been through this before, probabilities will always say, you may think that once you hit a certain target of, let's say, 1% for the day, you think, oh, I'm going to do well and I can exceed the 1%. And chances are, on probability, it never works out in your favor. So just be conservative and keep it at 1%. So in here, I'm going to go through the individual coins. I'm sure there's a lot of the coins that we already covered. I'm just going to look for some new ones here. We have Tezos, XLM. So we do have some new ones here. Bitcoin Cash, that was not very active. EOS, okay, let's do EOS. EOS, that volume has dropped off immensely. Yeah, again, same idea as before. Really a non-exciting coin. Let's see what else we here have. Atom we've covered. Let's see Tezos. Oops. Something tells me that this is not going to be an exciting coin. Not for the last couple of days, for sure. So what do we got here? It is climbing. That's a trend I didn't expect to see. But maybe in the next day or so, that momentum may start to build up. EOS, we looked at. A GRT is a fairly new coin. A lot of hype on this one. I don't know how Coinbase picks their coins, but you can see it's been fairly, well, this is Binance, but it's fairly new, not too long. But it's the same pattern as all the other coins. Everything's just flat. As you can imagine, it's fairly frustrating. We have KNC in here. Let's look at that. I'm just showing you what's been, when there's positions on, it means they were at some point, top performer met the trigger. And that one is looking pretty good. That may be your winner over the next few days, KNC. Okay, yeah, let's look at Bitcoin Cash. I'm sure it's the same performance as Bitcoin. Once again, same idea. Filecoin, Link, Tezos we looked at, Uni, KNC. Yeah, so yeah, just looking at this with the KNC moves, you can see here that this has been a very profitable coin with what I just showed you. You can see those P&L looking, you know, quite a few positive in there as well. Okay, I think that's that for that day. And then the last day we have here is the third. So this is the first day when we started trying out this wonderful bot. Let's see what we got in this list. So we have here, I'm not seeing anything new. Everything. So I've shown this already. No comments, so we'll leave it at that. But let me know what you think about the Coinbase thing in terms of exclusively trading on Coinbase and so on and so forth. So we'll leave it at that. Thanks for watching. Have yourselves a fairly good day.